Welcome to the Solari series, The Many Faces of Mind Control. This is your host, Ilse van Hamelen. Today I have a very special guest, Michelle Staes. She has written an excellent book, One Idea to Rule Them All, Reverse Engineering American Propaganda. And we're going to talk about this today. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you so much, Elsie, for having me on. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this conversation. So before I wanted to dive into the questions, I really want to compliment you on this book, because I think many of us in the freedom movement have been in a situation where you are talking to someone who only absorbs mass media, and even like very intelligent people, and facts don't matter, logic doesn't matter, and you just feel so powerless, like what is the basis for a conversation? But when you read your book, it starts to make sense why they act the way they act. And so at Solari, there's already more attention also to the kind of technological sides of mind control. But this, I would say, is more of a soft side, but it's very effective, insidious, systemic, and you explain it so clearly. So yeah, I wanted to start with that.
Well, thank you. We're looking for answers. We're looking for how is it that they've done this to us? The betrayal type feeling. And so, that's essentially why I wrote the book, because I wanted to try to explain this. I think it's a lot simpler than, with the mass formation, psyops and stuff like that. Well, what do I do to stop that? You know what I mean? I don't really know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you explained that mass formation is not the right explanation. And of course, especially here in the Netherlands, Matthias Desmet is very popular. Mm-hmm. And he talks a lot about this mass formation. But can you explain why you really didn't think that was a good explanation?
Yeah, because for one, they've been doing this for 100 years. So it's sort of a limited hangout, right? It becomes like this. Okay, this happened here, but what explains everything else that comes before it? That's one point. But it kind of makes you defenseless. Like you've been swept up. It's like you got into the madness of the crowds, and how would you defend yourself against that? You're seemingly helpless to the next madness of the crowds that comes along. And I don't think that's correct. I think if we teach people this understanding, they can see it being done over and over again. And if they know their history, if they go back in time, they'll have an easier understanding of taking apart what's going on, now and in future efforts to, convince us of things.
Exactly. And it shows like your whole history. It shows that the madness of the crowd is not a spontaneous event, but it's like very carefully crafted, manipulated. Mm-hmm. So it's a crime that's being perpetrated and not something that's wrong with the crowd or even crowd behavior.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you need massive amounts of money, like billions pulled that off with COVID, right? Massive planning, and you need the news media and politicians. You need an alliance with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. You need power and you need money. And you and I can't do that. We can't pull that off. Right. Okay. So just so people understand that. That's a huge point. So yes, you're right though. I don't think that's very helpful. And I think if we just, could you imagine if we just taught all our kids this? Just taught them.
Well, actually, that was one of my other notes. I thought this should be a textbook for people who want to study propaganda.
And I have, Elsie, I've made a study guide so that a parent can, and I give it away as a PDF if you can't afford it or whatever. And, you can download it and print it out for your kids. It's on my website, but it's also in print version if people like that. They want to, have a bound book. But if you sit down and you go over this, you have to be, I'd say, probably high school. I mean, it depends on your kid, but, and teach them this. I think it would be, because remember, they're just growing up in it. Mm-hmm. They're growing up in it without any, you can interject, oh, I don't agree with that, or they're lying about this, but they don't understand the whole framework. So I think it's important.